Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to get you started on this Thursday morning. No great change to city tax policy expected in 2022. Yakubo, although the city of Greater Sudbury's 2022 budget deliberations capped last week with a 3.1% increase to the tax levy, the actual impacts on property owners is not yet determined. This will come sometime in April or May, when the city establishes its 2022 property tax policy. The budget determines the size of the pie, said Ward 7 Coun. Mike Yakubo, who also chairs the city's Finance and Administration Committee. Tax policy determines which property types pay what size of slice of that pie. The city's 2021 property tax policy remained largely unchanged from the previous year, and Yakubo said it's expected to remain as such into 2022. Tax policy each year tries to keep the ratios as similar as possible to relay a consistent amount of taxes and tax increases proportionately across the different property tax classes, he said. Read the full story here. Feds announced temporary expansion of worker lockdown program eligibility. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced today that the federal government will be temporarily expanding eligibility for the Canada Worker Lockdown Benefit and the Local Lockdown Program. Those impacted by capacity-limiting restrictions will be eligible to apply, Trudeau said. We're going to be there for the hard-hit regions, for specific sectors like art and culture, hospitality, and tourism. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance Chrystia Freeland explained that the federal government will temporarily expand the definition of lockdown, so wage and rent programs are available to support businesses and workers impacted by capacity restrictions of 50% or more. The government defined a lockdown to be when a health authority orders non-essential businesses closed and non-essential workers to stay home. As a result, no part of the country was officially in lockdown, leaving those benefits out of reach for people even as businesses shut their doors and workers are sent home. Read the full story here. Former City of Sudbury Councillor James Olnitsky has passed away. A former City of Sudbury Municipal Councillor for 9 years passed away earlier this month at the age of 75. James Olnitsky died unexpectedly at Health Sciences North on December 8. His obituary said he was a big believer in giving back to the community and served on the City of Sudbury Council and Regional Council for 9 years, representing Ward 4. Olnitsky worked at INCO as a millwright and retired after 30 years of service. His obituary said he was heavily involved in the community beyond his time on City Council. Olnitsky also served on several committees, including chairman of the Donovan Improvement Committee, where he worked on implementing improvements to the parks, playgrounds and walking trails, to mention a few of his accomplishments. Read the full story here. Education workers wonder why they weren't offered rapid COVID tests. Alongside students' unions representing teachers and other education workers in Ontario say their members should have received rapid COVID-19 tests to use over the holidays along with students. A joint statement on the matter was issued by Association des Enseignantes et des Enseignants Franco-Ontariens, AEFO, Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUPE, Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario, ETFO, Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association, OECTA, and Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, OSSTF, FEESO, earlier this month. While school boards are providing students with rapid tests to use over the holidays, teachers and education workers have been excluded from this important preventative health and safety measure, said the statement. By failing to provide these tests to educational staff, teachers and education workers have once again been pushed to the end of the line when it comes to safety precautions in their workplaces, the statement said. It is known that the majority of COVID-19 infection spread is from asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic individuals, and proactive rapid testing is an effective method of detecting those cases, said the unions. Read the full story here. Adenac now open, but you must pre-book your visit. Adenac Ski Hill has opened for the season, but make sure you book your visit before you hit the slopes. The hill opened December 20th. You can find hours of operation, fees and up-to-date hill conditions are available at greatersudbury.ca/play/ski-hills. Skiers are asked to self-monitor for COVID-19 symptoms before visiting the hill, and to avoid the facility if experiencing symptoms. All visits to Adenac must be pre-booked and prepaid. Day tickets and walk-in lessons are not available. To book your visit, go to greatersudbury.ca/leisure. Sudbury man charged with assault, uttering threats after family dispute. A 38-year-old Sudbury man is facing several charges, including for assault and uttering threats, after a family dispute in Cartier over the weekend. The OPP responded to the family dispute on South Bay Road in Cartier at 9:48 p.m. December 18. Officers found that one family member had assaulted another family member while destroying personal property and uttering threats within the residence, said a press release. The victim was not injured and did not require medical attention. The 38-year-old suspect was arrested and charged with assault, mischief, uttering threats and possession of weapon for dangerous purpose. The accused was released on an undertaking and is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice in Sudbury on January 22. A bit of sun today and some snow. Expect a high of -7 under mainly cloudy skies today. There is a 40% chance of flurries in the morning and early in the afternoon, with periods of snow beginning in the afternoon. The wind will be blowing at 15 km per hour, bringing a wind chill of -25 in the morning and -14 in the afternoon. Tonight, expect snow and a low of -7.